Dead End Gene Pool, a memoir by Wendy Burden. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Copyright 2010 by Wendy Burden. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Gotham Books, a member of Penguin Group, USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. It's a testament to his libido, if not his character, that Cornelius Vanderbilt died of syphilis instead of apoplexy. In 1794, a few miles from where his powdered bones eternally lie, within the 8-foot-thick walls of the largest tomb ever built in America, the origin of my family's fortune was born into what would prove to be a very material world. As the 6th of 9 children, Cornelius was expected to pull his weight. At 11, he had dropped out of school, and at 16, he was piloting his own small ferry boat. At 19, he married his cousin, Sophia Johnson, an act of consanguinity that arguably heralded the start of our genetic troubles, and set about fathering the first of 13 children. By 21, the Vanderbilt name was on several schooners, and by 35, Cornelius had earned the sobriquet of Commodore and controlled a network of steamboat routes that traveled up and down the East Coast. At 70, he had the wherewithal to switch from steamships to railroads, and at 75, he eloped to Canada to marry a 31-year-old woman named Frank. Many colorful adjectives have been used to describe my great times four grandfather: egomaniacal, unethical, coarse, brilliant, vulgar, ingenious, pig-headed, underbred, ruthless. Only one is necessary: rich. And not just a little rich.